In Pasadena, California, organisers of an environmental event have been preparing to host Jane Goodall, the renowned chimpanzee expert turned global activist who was to come and speak to students and plant trees in Los Angeles on her speaking tour of the US. Instead, the base camp coordinator of the Roots and Shoots event, Erin McCombs, has made a sad announcement.
I have a message to share on behalf of the Jane Goodall Institute. The Jane Goodall Institute has learned this morning that Dr. Jane Goodall, DBE, UN Messenger of Peace and the founder of the Jane Goodall Institute, has passed away due to natural causes.
Ms. Goodall came to prominence in the 1960s. Her quest was to better chimpanzees as well as the role that humans play in safeguarding their habitat and the planet's health overall. She became a pioneer in her field, upending scientific norms of the time by giving chimpanzees names instead of numbers, observing their distinct personalities and incorporating their family relationships and emotions into her work. Dr. Goodall also drew the public into the wild, partnering with the National Geographic Society to bring her beloved chimps into their lives through film, TV and magazines. She founded the Jane Goodall Institute in 1977 to sustain the study and protection of chimpanzees while also improving the welfare of scores of local communities. But as her career evolved, Dr. Goodall shifted her focus from primatology to climate advocacy after witnessing widespread habitat devastation, urging the world to take quick and urgent action on climate change.
It's more important than ever in the world we live in today that we have a vision of what it would be like to live in a peaceful world, the kind of world we all want, and then to see what we as individuals can do to try and bring that about.
Dr. Goodall spoke last year about using her fame to spread that message for as long as possible.
There's a Jane out there which doesn't feel like me. It's the Jane that's become an icon. National Geographic built up a picture, and Discovery Channel, and, you know, all the rest of the media. Hype, hype, hype. I struggle to keep up with her. But I sort of feel I was born with a mission. And what's happened with this icon is clearly very, very helpful.
Environmentalist Chris Packham has told broadcaster Sky News that Goodall was a remarkable woman and that he was not surprised she was in the middle of a speaking tour on the environment when she passed away.
She's used her voice calmly and in a dedicated fashion to speak up for life on Earth against all of the threats that it now faces. And in many ways, you know, Jane has just died on the job, the job that her life became.
Back in Pasadena, council member Rick Cole has also shared a tribute.
Carry this message that you've just heard in your heart through your whole life, and we'll stand together for a moment of silence in tribute to a world leader, to an extraordinarily generous, gentle, and wise human being. And we'll plant these trees so they'll carry on her legacy.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.